Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Miss fans know the number one stop for Golden Eagle apparel is Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Baseball, basketball, football, Campus Bookmart has it covered with clothing to fit the young and old, big and small Golden Eagle in your family. You can visit the store on Hardy Street, shop online at campusbookmart.net, or call in your order and have it mailed to your front door. However you choose to buy, always visit Campus Bookmart first. You won't be sorry. Campus Bookmart and Southern Miss, to the top.
Well, pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome to another edition of the Eagle Hour, everybody. Bob Getty. I'm in the First Bank studio here in Hattiesburg this afternoon. I'm glad you're with us. Kelly Sander is up at the Bocoma Casino in Sandersville. He'll be talking to Kayla Steve, who is the promotions director for that fine establishment, a little later in the show. Lots more to talk about as things continue to swirl about conference realignment and how that's going to affect the Golden Eagles. So lots to get to today on the Eagle Hour. Opening segment sponsored, as it is every day, by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, a great place to enjoy delicious food 7 days a week and a great place to cater your next tailgate or your next holiday party. Make sure that you keep Dickey's on your list. Our first guest today, we're very excited about having. He's one of the great Southern Miss football players of all time, Gerald McGrath. Was an All-American and All-Conference USA linebacker for the Golden Eagles from 2004 to 2008. Went on to have a great career with the Tennessee Titans, and he joins us now. Gerald, how are you, and welcome to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great to have you on the show. We were talking a little bit before we went on the air, and you told me you did what I did Monday night. You watched that Titans-Bills game, and we were talking. That was old-school, in-your-mouth big guy football, what did Gerald?
You better believe it. I mean, that game was the game that I grew up watching. You know, that's the reason why I got into it. I mean, ultimately, the reason why I came to Southern Miss. I mean, that was, you know, you put the big boy pads on and you get after it, mano y mano.
No question. You came to Southern Miss from Powder Springs, Georgia. So was it the defensive tradition and what was the real live, nasty bunch and your era of football here? Is that what attracted you here?
It really was. I mean, you know, I've told the story a few times to other people. I mean, I was going to Auburn. I mean, it was pretty much a done deal. We had an offensive lineman, Jared Britt, that I really looked up to at McEacher High School, and he was already there. So when I went on my visit, you know, he hosted me and stuff like that, and I tell you what, I told a kid Saturday after the game, a young little boy that I met, and I told him, I said, the difference between Hattiesburg and everywhere else that I had been was when I was coming down 49, right before you got to the stadium, there was a billboard with Rod Davis on there, Playboy All-American. Mm-hmm. First time I saw a billboard with a defensive player on there. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, at the time, you know, at Auburn, you know, you had Cadillac Williams, you know, Brandon Jacobs, you know, Ronnie Brown, Jason Campbell. I mean, it was an offense, you know, and everybody wants to see the offense. And I came on campus and I watched the next bunch get after South Florida, and I've never seen anything like that. And I was like, this is the place for me, being a defensive player.
Right.
I was sold.
Right. Well, I don't need to tell you, as a fan for a long time at Southern Miss, it was those defensive teams like the ones that you played on that we all look forward to watching play. That's when the excitement filled the stadium, is when you guys came on the field, Gerald.
Yeah, I mean, but even to take it a step further, just even for the fans and stuff, I mean, it's the game, you know, you only get so many in-game in-game chances, like to actually play the game. Practice is where the practice, there were more opportunities in practice to fine-tune, to compete against your brothers every single day. I love that more than anything. We would tell you any day of the week. Saturday, that was the chance for us to just show you guys the fun that we had been having all week long.
Is that right?
You know, it was that was a chance that you can kind of showcase, almost like being a kid in kindergarten and you do work and then your parents come into your classroom and you show your parents what you've been working on all day long. That's how it was for us at The Rock. You know, we prepared, we practiced so freaking hard. So freaking hard, beat up on each other so freaking hard, so much that, man, when you came on Saturday, it was like, hey, we about to give it to somebody else.
It sounds like what Reggie Collier has told me before. He's told me that the toughest, most physical environments that he ever experienced in football were practice at Southern Miss. It almost sounds like that's what you're saying.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Iron sharpens iron. I'm definitely, you know, definitely grateful for the university, for my opportunity, because, I mean, that my college experience was fantastic.
Right. Well, your experience in the NFL was highly successful, too, and you had four great years with the Tennessee Titans. You played on a national-caliber defensive team at Southern Miss. How big a step up was it, and how big of an adjustment was it when you started playing in the NFL?
I'm going to be honest with you. The speed of the game is always the biggest change. The mental state of it, the game, the X's and O's, it was not. It wasn't a big jump. Actually, it was actually the same, if not easier, for me coming mm-hmm. from Southern Miss. And I would tell people this all the time. I mean, you go to the NFL, you go to a team, they might run a 4-3. You go to another team, they might run a 3-4. You go to another team, they might love to stay in nickel or dime. Well, at Southern Miss, we did everything. Mm-hmm. We did all of that. And it was called throughout a game. Everything could be up. And so just the preparation from that side of the defense, I mean, when you look at the spread offense and how that's looked now upon and complex, that's what Southern Miss defense was. That's what the Nasty Bunch was. We were complex.
Right.
You know, we control the game. We control the pace. I know a lot of you guys, all the Southern Miss fans, when we would go windows and guys would just be lined up anywhere, everywhere. You tell me another place you've seen that being done and executed the right way. Because I don't know too many places that were able to do that. The only other place I know is South Carolina, and they had a Southern Miss guy up there named Tyrone Nix calling
exactly.
the play. So
yeah.
I'm just gonna throw that out there. I haven't seen defenses be played the way that Southern Miss played defense. Huh. And when I say that, as far as being opportunistic and controlling the game and pushing the limit and not sitting back and just letting people put up points. So.
Gerald, when you got to the Titans and you were around the other defensive players on that team, to what degree were they aware of the tradition of the college defensive teams that you had played, you had been such a big part of?
The ones that knew ball. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave it at that. Those that knew about Southern Miss, those are students of the game. Those mm-hmm. are people that knew, like, hey, and I've met a lot of great people over time, and a lot of people met a gentleman from New Jersey. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, they used to play some great defense. Man, didn't nobody want to play Southern Miss back then?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that you know, they know the game.
Right.
Those that don't, you know, that may not, like, hey, Southern Miss, da, da, da. You just shake your head. You almost feel sorry because it's like, oh, man, you missed out on some good games, some good ball. You know what I mean? So it's almost like one of those exclusive club membership only.
Right.
Like, you don't know about it. If you don't know about it, you're not supposed to know about it.
Right. And it really truly was an attitude of, we'll go play anybody, anywhere, anytime. There was more to that saying than just that. That was really the way you guys thought, was it not?
Oh, it was. It was. I mean, and understand this, to me, Rod Davis, Michael Bowen, Cass, those guys are like, oh my God. Like, is this somebody that I look up to and want to be like, it's those guys. Like, to come in and see Michael Bowen and you see a Rod Davis and you see them line up over guard and they get to the quarterback with grace and just ease. It just, oh my God. Like, It was tradition at its finest. You come in, you're thankful to even be in the locker room with the guys, and then you play, and then those guys leave, and they pass the baton on to you, and the only thing in your mind is like, dude, we're not going to drop this ball on my shift, not on our watch.
Right.
Because of the expectations that those guys brought every single day. And then you pass it on to the younger guys that come in and year out. Like, it was a true family environment. And so, you know, to see those guys play and to watch them play and then to be a part of that and then to ultimately, you know, you're the older guy on the field and now you got to take ownership in it. I mean, dude, I'm speechless, to be honest with you. I mean, there's really no words to describe the environment that was set up at Southern Miss.
Can you hang on a short 3-minute break and continue the conversation?
Sure,
we're talking to the great Gerald McGrath, everybody, former Golden Eagle great, Tennessee Titan. More from Gerald right after this.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. We're to join Kelly Sander in just a few moments up at the Bocoma Casino in Sandersville. He'll be talking to Kayla Steve, promotions director up at that great establishment, and we look forward to that. Right now, we're continuing our conversation with Gerald McGrath. Gerald, I was reading something while we were off the air. I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not. You may very well be, but this speaks to what you talked about with the tradition. When you were voted the Conference USA Defensive Player of the Year, that marked the fourth time in 5 years and the eighth time in 12 years that the Defensive Player of the Year in the league came from Southern Miss. So that really speaks to the tradition that you were talking about.
Oh, without a doubt. And I mean, definitely, you know that. And guys, we knew that. You know, it wasn't Conference USA. It's never been Conference USA. It's always been Conference USA. It was always that. And for our players, and I mean, definitely for my time there, it was never about the conference and being in the conference. It was always about the national championship. It was always beating those out-of-conference schools to make that name, so other people know on the national level, like, hey, we play ball here too.
Correct.
And so, you know, you take pride in that. We took pride in that, not just individually. And then those titles, I can tell you, for a fact that, you know, my Defensive Player of the Year title, that wasn't an individual title. That was a team title. Mm-hmm. That title came because I had four defensive linemen that were freaking man-child that kept me clean all year long. I had a secondary that could play tight coverage, play man-to-man that allowed us to blitz and then dictate, you know, different things down the road. Then I had guys, Tumbo and Jerome Lyons and James Denley, guys that were going to continue to push me every single day in practice. So, like, that tradition, I mean, the tradition is there. It has always been there. And you got the coaching staff. We got a coaching staff like Bauer that is that's set and that has the right guys in place, and they know exactly what they were doing. I mean, I wasn't surprised to have that type of success with the talent that I had around me, with the coaches that I had around me to prepare me every single day. So, yeah, the tradition has always been there for sure.
Gerald, I understand you were at the game this past Saturday, and I'd just like to get your observation of what you saw and where you think the program needs to go and how you would like to see the program progress.
It was tough, to be honest with you. It was tough. Watching the game was tough. The pregame atmosphere was great. You just get on campus and you look and you see all the different things. You look to see where Bond Hall used to be and Van, and you're like, oh, my God, that's a parking garage. Mm-hmm. Like, they got a parking garage now? We didn't even have a parking garage. So the being home is always being home. Home is always home. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what's going on. It's always a place of peace, that the feeling that I get. But the game, being at the game, that was it's a little different. You know, that was a little different. You know, I've never seen The Rock. It looked like a spring game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, felt like it looked and it felt like a spring game. And I totally understand from the COVID and everything, and you know, you come back and everybody wants to be a part of greatness. And sometimes it takes a little bit of a little tough love, and sometimes, you know, you go through adversity. But I really, my heart was broken, more so for the kids that have chosen to come to Southern Miss to play for our university. I came to Southern Miss because of the atmosphere. That was a choice for me. I knew the tradition, and I knew, like, regardless of what happened, I just knew, like, you're a part of the family. Like, it is what it is. Win, lose, or draw, you're a part of something greater than you. And I felt like being at that game, to see that, the lack of energy, the lack of effort from the crowds, the fans, like, to be on that field, like, I feel for them. Like, you're playing, you're giving your all, but for who? Just your team?
Mm-hmm.
Not even your university now?
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, it's tough. And it's tough. And I'm not, you know, not to say, okay, hey, why is it like this, da-da-da. Like, it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. The Southern Miss that I know was built on blue-collar people. From the workers, from the teachers, from the students, from the players, everybody had a blue-collar mentality. Everybody had we got to work. You know, nothing's going to be handed to us, and that's okay. And so it's tough. You know, it's tough. And I live up – I mean, hey, I live in Nashville, so I got UT fans all the way around me. So I'm watching what they're going through. So, you know, mm-hmm. like, it's tough. It can be tough. But the difference that I can say from UT and from what I see from other schools around the country, that when they, you know, go through adversity, man, those fans are freaking, they are die-hard loyal. We got die-hard loyal,
mm-hmm.
regardless, win, lose, or draw. Now, they're going to be upset. They may boo, but they're going to show up. They're going to continue to support their team regardless. That's the difference.
Right. And that's the message to Southern Miss fans. Am I correct about that? That you should be in the Rock whether the team is winning or not.
Why would I want to send my kid to Southern Miss to play if they're not going to have the atmosphere that I had?
Correct. Right. Right. Well, I hope winning brings that back, Gerald. There's a lot of talk, you know, that Southern Miss is about to move to the Sun Belt Conference, and perhaps in a lot of ways that'll be a fresh start. Before I let you go, listeners love knowing this. Where are you now? What are you doing, Gerald McGrath?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. I coach high school football. I'm coaching at Maplewood High School here in Nashville. This is my first year back in the public school. I've been in private school for the past 4 years. This is my first year DC as well. So I'm doing that, and then I got a, you know, ninth grader, and I have a three-year-old, and then my wife is coaching softball, TSU. So
right.
I am, we're doing it all, man.
Well, great. It sounds like a great life. And I know you're obviously a Titans fan, having played for the Titans. The game Monday night was really extraordinary. It was one of those games that reminds me why NFL football is so great. Put in perspective the caliber of the tailback that runs the football for the Titans presently.
Ooh. Nobody like him. And it's one of those things that's actually sad when you have somebody as special as him and you keep trying to compare him to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But you really can't find that true comparison, so you just keep searching. There's nobody else like this guy, ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
You know who is the – I'm going way back, but in a sense, and you may be young enough not to even know – I think you all know who I'm talking about. But in some ways, he reminds me of the great Earl Campbell.
Yes. Yes. So that comparison – okay, yes. Yes. There's so many. You can compare him to so many, but he brings so many different elements to other people. It's almost like he's Voltron. Like he's made up of like all the best backs of all time. All the best backs of all time. I mean, light feet like Barry Sanders, great balance, you know, power and explosion. Like Terrell Davis, and you got Earl Campbell in there, a tank like Jim Brown. He's so many speed like Chris Johnson, so many different factors, but he is literally, we're watching history. And it's one of those things to where, like, you have to live in the moment right now because you might not ever see this again.
Correct.
Ever.
And he is beast mode when he gets loose and there's a safety standing between him and the goal line. You almost feel sorry for the D-back that has to come up attempt to make that tackle. Not many of them are going to bring him down.
I feel sorry for the defensive lineman. Like, literally, I watch games and as a defender, you're all, like, we're cocky. Like, you have to be cocky. Like, I'm like, man, Derrick Henry's not going to run me off. I'm literally like, what would I do in this moment? Because I really do not know. I really do not know. Hey, I'm not the one to back down from contact, but I'm like, man, I might have to like try to shoelace trip him.
Right, right.
You
don't want to go chest high with Derrick Henry, do you?
No.
Hey, Gerald, great conversation, man. You're always going to be a beloved and historic Golden Eagle, and I can tell from our conversation you bleed black and gold, and we love you for that, man, and we thank you for being on our show today.
Can I say one last thing before you guys let me go?
You sure can.
Man, Southern Miss fans, man, guys, hang in there. We gotta stay in here together. It's going to get better. We must support our kids. We got to support them, and we got to support each other. I love every last one of y'all. Southern Miss to the top.
Well said. Gerald McGrath, everybody. One of the great all-time Golden Eagles on the Eagle Hour. Kelly Center from Bocoma Casino next.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
How awesome was Gerald McGrath, Tennessee Titan and Golden Eagle All-America linebacker? What an incredible interview. What a great young man. And Kelly Sanders set that up. Kelly Sanders at Bocoma Casino in Sandersville. Everything you said about interviewing Gerald McGrath, Kelly, was underestimated. He was just fantastic.
And there's few people that are as qualified to be able to talk, you know, about Southern Miss sports like he. I mean, he's played the game at the very highest level. And the thing that's cool about that, too, is I liked his last statement that no matter how high a level he's played the game at, he's still passionate about Southern Miss and loves the university.
No question about that. That great interview with Gerald McGrath. Kelly, all the credit to Kelly for that. All right, Kelly's at Bocoma Casino up in Sandersville. He's got Talia Steve with him, who is the promotions manager. And, guys, y'all take it away.
All right, Bob, thank you. Talia is here to tell us about Witches Riches, the October promotion, and then in November here at Bocoma Casino, the Thanks giveaway, which is taking place. And Callie, of course, you're no stranger to media. You've done interviews like this before. First of all, thanks for having us, and kind of fill in some of the blanks as to what's going on here at Bocoma.
All right, thank you for having me today. We're rounding out our last 2 weeks for our Witches Riches promotion. For every hour on Thursdays and Fridays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., we'll be giving away cash and bonus bet prizes. So from 6 to 9, we'll be giving away $250 in bonus bet. And at 10 o'clock, we'll be giving away $500 in cash. So you must be playing with your player's card when you come in here. So everybody that doesn't have a player's card, please come see our player services. Once we are rounding out our Witches Riches promotion, we'll be following it up with our Thanks giveaway promotions in November. We're having a slight change of days in November, so we'll be running it every Friday and Saturday from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Now, for that Thanks giveaway promotion, we'll be doing some good prizes for that one. From 6 to 9, we'll be giving away $300 in bonus bet. And at 10 o'clock, we'll be giving away $1,000 in cash. And that's every Friday and Saturday in November. And we also have our Tuesday Hot Seat promotion that we do here. That's a weekly promotion we do. We run that from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. every 30 minutes. So every 30 minutes from 6 to 8:30, we give away $200 in bonus bet. And at 9 o'clock, we give away $500 in cash. And all of our promotions do require being actively playing with your player's card. So please come see our player services to get you a player's card.
Now, the Witches Riches, which sometimes can be very difficult to say, that's on Thursdays and Fridays. And, of course, this is Thursday, so no time like the present. Come up tonight.
Oh, yeah, definitely come see us tonight. Come see do our table games. Come see us in Sportsbook because we got a lot of football games going on tonight.
Yeah, some of the Sun Belt games and Conference USA games, actually, tonight and tomorrow before a big slate of games on Saturday. And the sports book, I mean, there might be a little more people in different times of the day than others as far as the table games and slots go, but the sports book is always busy.
Oh, yeah, definitely sports book is always busy, especially on the weekends, Thursday nights. We love it. We love our guests here, and we love to satisfy all their needs here.
When all of you get together, all the directors here at Bocoma, and figure out what type of promotions you want to do, what do you want to make sure is included in the promotions, and how do you come up with the different ideas as to what you want to do?
We try to gear our promotions to our everyday players, and luckily our local fan base here, we like to please them because they're our day-to-day players here. And we do bonus bet offers and cash prizes. And recently we have started doing promo chips and, for our table game players because prior to that, our table game players were being left out. So we all sat around and decided what can we do to help them be able to, be in our promotion. So, we came up with solutions to allow them to be able to substitute a bonus bet for their promo chip.
I mean, table game players have feelings too, Talia.
I know. They haven't been included all these years, but definitely something that we've worked out, and now they're definitely seeing some advantages to play in here in table games.
And one big piece of news from the sister casino of Mississippi, somebody $1.1 million last week, or somebody hit a big jackpot up there.
Yes, that's what I've seen. I actually seen that spread all over social media, on the news outlets. That's pretty big advertisement right there itself.
Yeah, $1.1 million after the Biden tax plan, $13.46.
If you want to be politically correct about it.
But that's up to you to report. We're not going to cause any problems here. But tell us about the app, too. A lot of people may not be familiar that you guys have an app that they can download on the phone and play from the parking lot if they want to.
Yes, definitely. As you heard earlier, we are always booked out at Sportsbook, long lines. So in order to stay away from that, all you have to do is enter into the parking lot, have the mobile app downloaded on your phone, and once you're in, as long as you have your player's card number inputted in there, you can easily make a bet from outside. You don't even have to step in the door. So if you don't want to wear a mask or anything like that, you just sit in the parking lot, make your bet, and then you can go along with your life.
That is important to note, though, that, mask protocols and things are still in place here at Bocoma.
Yes, we have to wear masks in all of the casino areas. We do have designated areas outside, so for those who want to take a smoke break or just have a face mask break, you know, you can just step outside into our designated areas.
Bob Getty, you might find this hard to believe, but they will actually accept money on bets for the Washington football team.
I don't think they get a lot, and that depends on who they're playing. The safe bet, here would be my advice, safe bet on who's ever playing the Washington football team.
Well, I was going to say, they're not betting on the Washington football
team. No, I get it now, yeah, against the Washington football. Smart bet. That could be the bet of the week every week.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're looking to win, that kind of is the idea here. So the holidays, I imagine, are pretty busy for you guys, Talia.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The holidays are pretty busy for us. Once they have an off day from their, you know, school and whatever, their busy life, they come and see us here, and we definitely have a busy couple of months ahead of us with December coming up too.
Now, and the dining area, the eating area is now reopened, right? That was closed down for COVID. That has reopened, yes?
Yes, that's been reopened for a few weeks now. I don't believe that they have any, like, a certain number of guests that they can have in there, but we are definitely glad that it's open and our guests are allowed to eat in our restaurant because a lot of people love Lucky's.
Yeah, that's what I'm. And the name Lucky's. They hope a little bit of that will rub off on them, right? As they head out to the gaming area. Tell us about the square footage and just about the building itself.
The square footage here at the property is, we might be small in size, but we're big in money here. So
I don't really think it's that small inside. I think there's plenty of room.
You think? Yeah. Well, I think all of the machines and the newer machines that they've placed out on the floor, that it has made it a little bit bigger and better for our guests.
I mean, you know, it's not one of these huge Vegas things that you can walk around and around forever, but it has everything that you need here, including soft drinks, coffee, anything that you might want to enjoy while you're playing.
Right. Well, actually, our old slogan used to be, we are Vegas with sweet tea, so there you have it.
Vegas with sweet tea. I like that. And if they had a concert hall here, they could be Vegas with iced tea. You know, I don't know if he's still performing. I don't even know if he's still.
He's on Law and Order, Kelly.
No, he's on Law and Order. Yeah, he's making the big money now. So, which is richest tonight from 6 to 8 or 9?
10.
6 to 10.
An extra hour. 10
okay.
o'clock.
Okay.
And at 10 o'clock, we'll be giving away $500 in cash. So, what better incentive can you get for playing here?
And then, of course, in November, after Halloween gets behind us. Then the Thanksgiveaway will take place, and those are more weekend hours, but
right.
Bigger prizes,
bigger crowd. That means everybody just come on out and come see us and win some free money.
Bob, when I went into the casino, they said the crowds have never been bigger.
I can understand that. Talia, can I ask you one question before we let you go? Has Kelly been nice to you?
You have to define nice.
What are you, Hillary Clinton?
Come right, on. But now let me just tell you one thing. If he asks to borrow $40 to go to the blackjack table, he'll pay you back. Don't, Talia. Don't do that.
Well, I think I made the mistake of telling him I'm the one that gives away the free money.
Oh, well, he'll cling to you the rest of the time he's there, let me assure you.
I'm the nice guy here.
Bob, let me tell you, any money that they would happen to give to me, I'm sure they would have back in their pockets in about 20 minutes.
I'm pretty sure of that, too, yeah. Go bet on the Bengals, Kelly.
I'd go in there, throw it on 24 red, and you know, probably wouldn't hit, and they'd be, you know, no
right.
worse off than before.
Right.
But everybody always has a great time here at Bocoma. And, again, if you're anti-mask thing, you can download the app and play from your car. Or if it's raining, for example.
Right.
Last time we did a remote here, it was raining, but it didn't stop people from coming onto the premises. That's the thing, though, is if you download the app and play via the app, you have to be on the property in order to do that.
Right. You must be logged into our Wi-Fi in order to get to the app.
And you've mentioned real quick, Talia, before we let you go, the Players Club card. You've mentioned that two or three times. So obviously that's
really important.
Yeah, that's really important for promotions. Not only that, you get some great benefits being a player's card holder. You earn free play, you earn money to go eat in Lucky's, and you can also earn hotel stays at the Pearl River Resort.
All right, Bob, that's it from here. It's been our guest.
Thank you, Talia. We'll be right back, everybody.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, we want to thank Talia Steve for joining us from Bocoma Casino up in Sandersville. Also, the great Gerald McGrath. Two great guests today and two really good conversations. Kelly rejoins me, and we want to thank also, real quickly, let me thank our good friends at Campus Bookmart for sponsoring the Eagle Hour, 4th Street Bar and Grill at D1 and DBAT. All are great supporters of the Eagle Hour. We talk about them each and every day, and we love our relationship with those businesses, and we thank them for all they do to allow us to bring you this Golden Eagle Sports Talk every afternoon. And speaking of sports talk, Kelly's back with me in Sandersville. Lots of sports talk right now, Kelly. As we said yesterday, nothing is official. We firmly believe Southern Miss is headed to the Sun Belt. No official release from the league or the university, but boy, the media is filled with stories.
Yeah, all directions are certainly pointing that way, Bob. And Yahoo Sports actually is reporting, and Yahoo Sports, you consider to be a reputable news source. They're reporting that Marshall has received its official invitation from the Sun Belt. Now, remember when Jeremy McClain was on the show a couple of weeks ago, he said for anything to happen, there are some other dominoes that would have to fall. And Marshall apparently was taking a wait-and-see, attitude as to what other invitations might come along. But as this thing has continued to take shape, it appears like the Sun Belt is going to be the prime prize in all of this reorganization. So Marshall, it's being reported this morning that Marshall is accepting its invitation into the Sun Belt Conference. And Yahoo Sports is also reported that Southern Miss has now officially received its invitation from the Sun Belt Conference to join the league, and has worded it as such, as saying that they consider Southern Miss to be one of the premier programs for them to pursue, and would certainly fit the footprint that they're trying to lay down. So, again, Yahoo is reporting that the official invitation, has been extended from the Sun Belt to Southern Miss. That's what's new today, and we will keep you up to date with only the facts as we know them.
All right, Kelly, so let me ask you this question. You look at the AAC, you look at the Sun Belt, you look at Conference USA, you look at all this shifting around of teams. Now, I think going into this, everyone thought the AAC would be the preferable or the strongest of those three conferences, but I got to tell you, if you look at the teams that the AAC is reportedly taking, what's left of Conference USA and what's coming to the Sun Belt, it's this one guy's opinion that the Sun Belt becomes the dominant conference of those three leagues.
Yeah, Luke Johnson touched upon that yesterday, and I would have to agree. And I think that's why, if Marshall was indeed in a holding pattern to kind of see how this was going to shake out, that's why they kind of wanted to see what was going to go on with the AAC. When the invitation didn't come from the AAC, whether they were interested or not, it never came. And then the Sun Belt is really where Marshall wanted to be anyway. So it looks like it's worked out for the Thundering Herd, and that might be the domino that Jeremy McClain, besides the invitation from the conference, that might have been the other domino that Jeremy McClain was waiting to have fall. So it looks like any official announcement you would expect certainly before Thanksgiving, and I want to capitalize and underline official statement, because all of this is speculation until it happens, and we'll be the first ones to let you know. But Bob, we also promised Sugar Ray McMahon from Bay Springs that we would tell everybody, hey, on the show today, Sugar Ray is in the casino right now, and according to him, he's going to take all of Bocoma's money.
He was the welterweight champion at one time, right? Sugar Ray, if no, I got that right?
No, Sugar Ray Leonard was.
This is not the same guy.
Right. Now, he swears he's going to take the casino's money, all the casino's money today. He has also promised that for the past 10 years and has so far been unsuccessful. But, yeah, and his driver's license, I checked him out. His driver's license actually says
Sugar Ray. How about that? Yeah. Sugar Ray. Well, welcome, Sugar Ray. We're glad you could give you a shout-out.
Yeah, and me and Will the Thrill Tony are enjoying the company here at Bocoma. They always roll out the red carpet for us and, indeed, all of the patrons here at Bocoma. We enjoy being up here and going to be up here again real soon, you know, next month.
Yeah. Will the Thrill, for people that may not know, is one of the new producers here at Super Talk. Let me rephrase that. One of the highly paid new producers at Super Talk. Have you told him about your accountant and your lawyer firm and all those things he may need now, Kelly?
Oh, no, Will. Bob, since you're so highly compensated as a producer, I'm supposed to tell you about my tax people, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. So, So he's already familiar with Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
It's a great firm. It's an absolutely great firm. Well, we're glad to have Will on board with us, and we really appreciate Bocoma for having us up. We're going to be up there a couple more times before the end of the year, right, Kelly?
That's right. Witches Rich is going on through Halloween, and then it switches to Thanksgiving in the month of November. But this sports book, man, is always hopping. You know, the Saints are playing next Monday night, so they're taking a lot of money on that game. The Saints are 5-point favorites on the road at Seattle, And of course, Russell Wilson is out. So that certainly is going to have a factor there. Of course, you got Thursday night NFL game tonight, Denver at Cleveland. And right now the Browns are 3.5-point picks at home, but Baker Mayfield may not play tonight. So anyway, always something going on at Bocoma. It's a lot of fun to be there.
All right, till tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future. I want to fly like an eagle.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.